keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ari and Chloe with your 8 a.m. headlines.
In local news, the Townsville mayor has been fined and issued an infringement notice after an alleged altercation with an LNP staffer at a bar on Magnetic Island. The mayor, Nick DeMetto, was visiting the island for a pub crawl where police allege he assaulted the 28-year-old LNP member for Townsville, Adam Bailey. Mr. Bailey was not accused of any wrongdoing. Councillor DeMetto said he did not expect charges to be laid over the incident, but police confirmed their investigation had been finalised and he has been issued an infringement notice for disorderly behaviour and fined $1,036.
Search efforts continue as thousands remain missing after the devastating effects of flash flooding in Nepal and Tibet. At least 39 Australians are listed among those missing, according to Foreign Minister Penny Wong. The federal government will be releasing $5 million in humanitarian aid to support the search and recovery operations in effect.
In national news, a new Rainbow Family Support Service has launched in Victoria. Started by the organisation Drummond Street Services, funded until mid-2028, Q Family seeks to offer specialised services such as counselling, coaching and support for LGBTQIA+ families. According to DSS, there has been a 30% increase in demand for these services since the pandemic. Intended for carers, current parents and those considering starting a family, the program looks to provide valuable, potentially life-saving help.
A dog has reunited with its owners after he was rescued from cliffs around a volcanic crater lake. Tyson's has been missing for a week in South Australia before water crews spotted him on the cliffs around Blue Lake, which are beautiful but very steep and treacherous. Metropolitan Fire Station Officer Jared Petchel said Tyson managed to get himself 100 metres over the edge of the walkway and around the lake. It was a multi-service rescue effort that included the fire services, state emergency services, and a drone. Mr. Petchel said he swelled with pride at the heartwarming reunion between Tyson and his owners.
In international news, at age 97, Japanese artist Yayoi Kusama has passed away. Yesterday, an announcement was made on the artist's official website of her passing earlier this month. Kusama's work is well known for its dot work, sometimes including imagery of pumpkins and flowers. Her art practice spawned from her experiences with hallucinations and anxiety, as well as her frustration towards conformity in Japanese society. She would go on to move to New York, knowing little English and working alongside the likes of Andy Warhol. And now her work has been exhibited internationally, including several Australian galleries. The statement on her website read that she continued to paint into her final days.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band.
That's all for your news at 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on our social media or head to 4zzz.org.au.